Hi, this is Greg LeMond. Welcome to the VeloCast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the VeloCast Advent Calendar. Across 25 days, we'll be selecting highlights, lowlights, and assorted points of interest from the always weird and occasionally wonderful 2020 pro cycling season. Today's door reveals one of the sport's lesser-known races. Indeed, the Mont Ventoux Challenge only chalked up its second edition in 2020, but it's an event that gave us another indication that a certain 24-year-old from Russia might be worth paying attention to.
Do you know, this is one of those races that I think is going to find its feet very, very quickly. Not quite on the same level as, say, a Strade Bianche, but certainly not something that puts classic in its name. In the, you know, the vain hope that it'll instantly make it a classic. You've got the giant of Provence, that wonderful mountain that rises from the plain as you're driving, you know, across France, where so many tales have been played out, drama of all sorts, whether it's the tragic death of Tom Simpson or the whole Pas de Cadeau thing with Lance Armstrong and Marco Pantani. It's just, or you know, Chris Froome running up the hill in his cycling shoes. You could make an entire film about Mont Ventoux, and it would keep you riveted for hours on end. So watching it out with the major races was a real pleasure for me. And the racing itself was fantastic. You know, we had attacks from Pierre Latour. Then it was really the first time this year we saw Guillaume Martin really perform, and he kept that up throughout the entire year. We had a hint that Miguel Angel Lopez maybe wasn't going to be quite as good as we'd expected. He lost contact fairly early in the final climb. Vlasov went up and joined Martin. And then, you know, at the other end of his career, you've got young Vlasov, who's one of those hopefuls that we talk about so often. You've got old Richie Port, who's going back to Ineos next year, who finally showed us, freed from the stress of performing well in the Tour Down Under and making Wallunga Hill his own this year, seemed to be refocused on the European races. And he had the kind of form where you thought, actually, Richie, You're still on it, mate. You know, that year where he had that horrible crash with Dan Martin, I think he was one of the people who was capable of taking it to Chris Froome in the Tour de France. And this was the kind of form we saw here with Richie Port. And we had fantastic tension throughout the race as Vlasov was going at a hellish pace at the front, but Port was matching him. And as the camera angle changed, we had foreshortening that made you think, will he get caught? Won't he? And behind, you've got Guillaume Martin really working hard. So all of the elements of a really good race were there. And it's such an arena. You know, it's Mont Ventoux. So I think this one's it's a keeper. This is a race that I think is going to go from strength to strength.
No, I agree with you, and it very much does remind you of Strade Bianche in that sense of a brand new race, which immediately captures the imagination. You don't have to, as you say, just slap the word classic on it, and fingers crossed everybody will believe it will be. You just need to provide something iconic that cycling fans can get their teeth into and allow the professionals to go at it and provide a fantastic race. And it's the same, as we say, of Strade Bianche that we find here in Ventoux. And actually, while I'm thinking about this, it does beg the question, why aren't there more of these one-day iconic mountain events? I mean, I know the season's more crowded than an Alabama Walmart on Black Friday, but you could have a kind of little mini season of these across the three Grand Tour countries. You know, have Ventoux Challenge, the Alpe d'Huez Challenge, Tourmalet, Stelvio, Gavia, Angliru, Covadonga. You know, there's so many iconic climbs we have in the sport, and just do a one-day race where, like this one at Ventoux, you start some kilometres, you know, out in the countryside from it and race to it. One day race, cracking arena like finale, fans would be delighted.
We could call it the Hammer Series.
Well, it'd be a whole lot better than the damn Hammer Series. You know, tell La Partien's people to get on the phone and arrange a lunch, will you?
Actually, I'm thinking we've got a business idea, because you could even close the thing off properly and charge people for tickets to stand by the roadside like cyclocross.
That's it. We'll make our millions with this, John. We better not broadcast this show because some bugger will steal it off us.
Well, if you look at the riders on the day as well, there's a couple of names that leap out at you, really. Nairo Quintana, who we talked about on yesterday's Advent Calendar show, was nearly 2 minutes down, but still in the mix. But in fifth place, who was it? Fabio Aru. I think it's the only time I saw him this year.
That man's got a future. I mean, fifth place in a race like this, I'll be keeping my keen eye on him. He, of course, wasn't the person that we were discussing. He, of course, wasn't the person that we said it'd be worth paying attention to coming from this race, and indeed a good few others. Winner on the day, Alexander Vlasov. Really, it was one of those real first indications that in 2020 he should be one that is worth paying attention to.
Yeah, I mean, he actually had a really solid season. If you look back at the end of the year, you might think that Vlasov was a bit disappointing in his attempts at the Grand Tours. But I think that was only made to look so by how exceptional some of his peers in terms of age were. Vlasov had a good, solid season for somebody coming in as, you know, a future contender. He beat loads of good names on the Vontu Challenge. He performed solidly all year to the point where his team were worried about keeping him. You know, so many people were interested in him, and, you know, they've managed to hang on to him for the future, which I think will stand them in good stead. We're going to see Vlasov on the top of a podium in a Grand Tour at some point. He's just an extravagant talent who I think is just going to develop and develop. When he's been in a domestique situation, we've often seen him look stronger than the person that he's supposedly the domestique for. He's got not a bad tactical head, which will only improve as he gets experience. Vlasov is one to watch. And it was good to see old Richie Port. I mean, I was fascinated by this race because of that contrast between, you know, the opposite ends of a career. And I think Port back at Ineos, all the pressure off him, he's gonna end his career a happy man. And I think we'll see him perform at a very high standard next year as well.
Join us again tomorrow as we open another pro cycling door. And if you're enjoying our cycling advent calendar selections, please consider subscribing to all our content at velocast.cc.